faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Anthony Fauci, like a common criminal, because that's what he is, pled the fifth again and again and again yesterday.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says Senator Rand Paul has a vendetta against him, so he pled the fifth more than 100 times.
Can you explain to the committee why you chose to fund this dangerous research in China?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully declined to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Dr. Fauci, were the scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology capable of inserting a furin cleavage site into a coronavirus?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully declined to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Do you think that the risks really are worth the benefits for gain-of-function research?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully declined to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
President Biden granted Fauci a preemptive pardon before leaving office, but the pardon only covers what happened before 2025, meaning Fauci could face charges for any perjury committed on Wednesday.
But Rand Paul says he will refer contempt charges.
It's a resolution saying that he should be considered for charges for contempt of Congress. I think if that resolution passes our committee, which it will, that it could simply be referred directly to the Department of Justice. Now, we can debate that, but since it's not really a law, it doesn't have an exact procedure. I think there's a possibility that we don't go to the whole Senate floor, but that the committee passes it and we go directly to the Department of Justice.
Yeah, that's going to be legally tough to do. And folks, I doubt this even makes it there. Here's why. Because the evil Republicans in the Senate who are currently trying to avoid voting for the SAVE Act and help China out by going on vacation for 6 months. I'm sorry, weeks. They've effectively been on vacation for 6 months. They're never going to let a contempt of Congress resolution through the Senate.
Yeah, it takes a simple majority to hold someone in contempt, but a resolution must clear a filibuster requiring 60 yes votes, so it would need Democratic support, which is unlikely.
Yeah, Trump doesn't sound like he is very enthusiastic about it either.
Do you think that the DOJ should reopen the investigation into the auto pen, specifically pertaining to Fauci?
Well, the only thing you can really think about is the auto pen, because the most powerful thing the president has, they say, is the power of pardon. So he was pardoned by Biden, and I respect that. I know how powerful it is. It's a very powerful. They say it's literally the most powerful thing a president has. Now, whether or not.
Sounds like his DOJ, Trump's DOJ, will not be pursuing this. We'll see. Maybe they'll pursue the auto pen part of it, but sounds like they're not. And, that, and by the way, that is number one on all the conservative sites right now. People are shocked that Trump said that. But here's the thing, folks. It doesn't really matter, because what is the jurisdiction that Fauci did all this in? DC court system. What is the jurisdiction? A lot of folks on talk radio were speculating, hey, because he pled the fifth, but also made a statement, he's prosecutable. He probably would be in a normal American court system, but this is the DC court system. Never forget all the podcasts we've done on that. The voter base and the jury base in DC is 91% Democrat. I mean, you had that case last year of the Secret Service getting a woman dead to rights. I mean, she'd made arrangements to travel to assassinate Trump and admitted she was going to assassinate Trump. They couldn't even get an indictment in the DC court system. Never mind a conviction. An indictment in the DC court system. So, folks, I'm here to tell you, Anthony Fauci is unprosecutable. Why? Because the DC court district is post-American territory, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And folks, you know, I'm telling you what, people inside our intel agencies watching this right now, rogue elements, those who want to undermine Trump, those who want to help China, they know this. They know it does not matter what they do to Republicans in particular, and how much it violates the law. And by that, I mean Republicans in Congress and how much it violates law. It doesn't matter. They're never going to be indicted as long as their crimes occur in the DC federal district, which covers Congress, because it's a true kangaroo court. So, folks, I'm here to tell you, If I were Trump, I don't know that I would bring any kind of indictment, my DOJ against Fauci. I don't know that I would. It's just going to end in what the left will call an exoneration when a liberal lunatic 91% jury refuses to indict and everybody says, see, he's innocent. And folks, this is a massive problem going forward. I mean, if we want to keep the Republic, we're going to have to move Congress out of the D.C. district. It is truly a post-American court system. It is non-functioning. There is nothing any prosecutor can do about that who is an honest American who wants to execute American law. It's simply post-American. And folks, this has huge implications going forward. I mean, look at Fauci. He's committing mass murder in D.C. He is virtually unprosecutable if he is perceived to be Democrat. Meanwhile, let's not forget who Fauci is. Fauci oversaw the transfer of gain-of-function technology via Echo Health Alliance. We provided with a $6 million grant to do it to our worst enemy on Earth. What's gain-of-function? Gain-of-function is when you go into that bat cave, that obscure bat cave no human ever goes in unless they're paid by Fauci. And by the way, USAID paid $50 million too. Extracting rare bat viruses that'll never bother anybody, bringing them back to the lab, at which point USAID admitted they lost control of the viruses. Yeah, because Fauci and the Chinese took over. And you weaponize them. You teach them three things: how to jump from animals to humans, something they wouldn't do in nature, but if they did, would take hundreds, if not thousands of years. Number two, you make them more deadly. And number three, in gain-of-function technology, you make them more viral. In other words, catchy, spready. Something that wouldn't happen in nature. In nature, that things that are highly deadly usually aren't very catchy. Things that are very catchy, like the cold, usually aren't very deadly. With gain of function, you do all three. Jump from an animal, make it deadly, make it catchy. Because of course you work hard every day to create viruses that kill you and then hand the technology they didn't previously have to the Chinese Communist Party, our worst enemy on Earth. It is unbe-freaking-leavable that Fauci is walking around. Now, what exactly did they do in the Wuhan lab? Here's Peter Daszak, the guy who oversaw it for Fauci, that $6 million grant. What were you doing there in the Wuhan lab, Pete? He said this, by the way, bragging about it at a conference before anybody even knew what COVID was. This is in 2019. What were you doing there in the Wuhan lab, Pete?
So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. And you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
You end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. Yes, that's what Anthony Fauci paid him to do. Eco Health Alliance inside the Wuhan lab. Now, that brings us to the next question. Why does Fauci's pardon go from 2014 through 2025? It doesn't stop at 2020, 21 through 2025. Huh? What is he doing that he might need pardoning for up through 2025? Well, he's still funding the Wuhan lab and the gain of function research to kill us all. Because no one's going to do that for free, right?
We know for sure, with absolute certainty, that the NIH, Dr. Fauci, did fund the Wuhan lab and continues to fund it. The newly released documents from Intercept show that there's another grant that goes 2020 to 2025. So the money continues to flow to Wuhan.
Huh. And what kind of viruses was China working on in the Wuhan lab again? Oh, that's right. This is from 2022. Viruses with 15% kill rates.
What if the next virus that comes out of a lab has 15% mortality or 50% mortality? Two of the viruses they're experimenting with actually do have that kind of mortality, and the NIH has been funding this kind of research, and it should stop. But this goes to Fauci's lack of, or his naivete as far as judgment. He still thinks it's a good idea to send money to Wuhan. To this date, the NIH is still sending money to Wuhan because Dr. Fauci trusts the scientists in China. Well, I frankly don't. I think they've lied to us.
Again, that was Rand Paul blowing the whistle in 2022. And I played you all the audio from Pompeo saying, listen, there are viruses in that lab created with the technology Anthony Fauci transferred that could kill 70%, that could kill 50%, that could kill 20%, that could kill 15%. Thank God they only let out the one that kills 0.2 or 0.3. Thank God they didn't make a last minute decision to kill more for impact. That's what that little monster did. And that is why Anthony Fauci's pardon stretches through what again? 2025, the same years as the latest NIH grant to the Wuhan lab. Absolute monster. Here's Mike Pompeo when he was Secretary of State reminding the world the Wuhan lab under Trump was still up and running.
We shouldn't forget this lab's still up and running. There's no increased safety measures that I'm aware of. I'm sure they're still conducting viral research, probably gain-of-function research inside this lab, making these viruses more lethal. And
you
more
bet they are. You bet they are. Folks, what did China need? We now know this from last 2 weeks. What did China need to steal those votes for Joe Biden? Not my assessment, the FBI's. Trump declassified it. That they hacked boards of elections and created tens of thousands of fake licenses to create tens of thousands of fake votes for Joe Biden. What did they need? They needed mass mail-in balloting. The cover for which was COVID. Who transferred him the technology to create COVID? Fauci. Who lied about COVID and its deadliness to get the shutdowns? Fauci. What did the shutdowns lead to? Mass mail-in balloting. I got one question and only one question, folks. Who's his Chinese handler? Who is Fauci's Chinese handler? You just happened to provide the justification the shutdowns needed to get to the very mass mail-in balloting you need to steal the election for Joe Biden. Not my assessment. The FBI's. Read it. It's on my X feed. It's declassified. Trump declassified it. You just happened to do that. Well, I mean, he's got plenty of friends in China. He transferred them the technology to kill us all. Of course he knows those guys. Folks, we should be clawing through the NSA database to find Fauci's Chinese handler. I guarantee there is one. Folks, all these stories are coming together. That's why, also, never forget, Fauci's pardon covers the same years Hunter Biden's does. Why? Because he was working with Black and Veatch, because he was funding Metabiota, the only American company allowed to do work inside the Wuhan lab. That was the first startup company his Rosemont Seneca funded all those years ago with $30 million. We still don't know where that came from, given Hunter had never had a job. And there's the whole thing, folks. That is what no one's talking about. And getting to the bottom of it may be critical to saving tens of millions of human lives, because we are not out of danger yet. And that is what that little monster did. And that is why he had to plead the fifth yesterday. Well, Lee, remember this last week, the unfortunate response by the Democrat Socialist of America national co-chair on Fox News.
So we're going to put up on the screen a few of the things that are part of your platform. And I want to ask you, just give me sort of a true or false on these. Abolish the Senate.
True.
Okay. Replace the presidency and Supreme Court as we now know them.
Yep.
Abolish ICE.
Well, someone finally asked Chuck Schumer, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, hey, you know, these Democrat socialists seem to be taking over your party. They want to eliminate the Senate. Aren't you a senator? Are you down with that? Because, I mean, it's in their official platform that they published, right?
He didn't take the Fauci fifth, did he?
Oh, yeah. No, he totally did. So somebody finally asked Chuck Schumer, you know, like, how do you feel about this idea of eliminating the Senate? Because, I mean, ultimately, that would require abolishing the Constitution. How you feel about that, Chuckster?
The Democratic Socialists of America recently released their new platform. One of the things in that platform is to abolish the Senate and create a new unicameral house in Congress. Is this something Democratic Socialist candidates have been winning in races across the country? Is this something that has a place, this type of policy position?
The bottom line is Democrats from one end of the spectrum to the other are going to be working to defeat Trump, to bring down costs, to go after his corruption, and to end the chaos.
Did answer the question.
Nope, not at all.
And he won't. You know why? Because he's afraid he won't have a job in the Senate anymore. Not just because they plan to eliminate it, but because they'll defeat him in the primary, specifically AOC. It's what he's afraid of. Yeah. Or one of their Democrat socialist challengers because he runs in New York. So he's afraid to confirm or deny. Now, here's what's interesting. Side-by-side comparison of Chairman Mao's 1949 he called it the Common Program. It's the Communist Program. And the DSA's 2025 platform. Class conflict framing, workers versus capitalists, check. And folks, what I'm saying, the DSA just ripped off Mao's platform is what they did. Rewrite the founding constitution. Yes, that's what they're promising to do here. What is number three? Okay, there's 15 planks. Number three, after rewrite the constitution, single unicameral national legislature. What does that mean? Well, we have a bicameral national legislature. That would be Senate and House, right? Mm-hmm. Why? They serve as a check on each other.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. A check on absolute power. And so what did Mao promise? We're going to go down to one House that rules with an iron fist. Exactly what the DSA, Democrat Socialists of America, are planning to do. So they didn't come up with this on their own. So this is classic communism.
Mm-hmm. They might as well go ahead and merge with the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, I think they pretty much have when you look at funding. And the fact that, you know, Chinese Communist Party's now openly built its own shadow election apparatus in America and is mailing in, you know, licenses for fake absentee ballots. No word on if they'll be doing that in this election or not.
You know, we've got so many Democrats who say that they are afraid to be in places where they see the red, white, and blue displayed. So maybe they should just go ahead and adopt the red flag with the yellow star.
Well, remember when Xi Jinping came to California and they wouldn't clean up the streets. They wouldn't clean up the homeless for anyone else. And they cleaned it up for him. Yep. And then Gavin Newsom lined the streets with Communist Party flags.
Yes, yes.
To celebrate. Because he knows who his master is. He knows who the leader is. Well, that's what we're doing. Meanwhile, AOC, I can't play this enough, asked, are we going toward communism here? Is that a fair criticism? She says, no. Not this year.
But isn't there concern that, you know, this slippery slope towards socialism inevitably ends up as full-blown communism? I mean, no.
I'm concerned about America turning into a communist country in like a year.
I think that that's, I think it's very silly.
I'm not concerned about America turning into a communist country in like a year. In other words, she's saying, well, that's more like year five stuff.
If it takes that long.
Right. So Chuck Schumer's so afraid of these people, he won't even condemn the idea of getting rid of the Senate, which again would annihilate the Constitution. Now, why does the DSA want to eliminate the Senate? Because they said historically that the Senate is where elite and wealthy people served, and so it will, of course, have to be eliminated.
Well, actually, what it is that you have enough people outside of the metropolitan areas where all of the communists live, and they would outvote them.
Right.
So what they want to do is to have a supposedly popular vote in all these smaller districts where they can dominate, if not, you know, cheat in the elections to get their people in power. Because, you know, once again, you look at South Carolina, we've got two Republican senators. Well, we did, and now we are going to again, it looks like. Yeah. That's the thing. There's too many Republicans get voted into the Senate. That's the problem.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.